We'll wait and see how it all plays out. There's a fair bit of time to go and a lot of other deals to fall as well, so we're just one of those. Yeah, so far, like I said, the dialogue's been really professional. I think everyone's looking for a good outcome and a fair deal, so we're pretty optimistic.
James Gallagher there from the St Kilda Football Club talking about Brad Hill amongst a host of players that they would be hoping to gain access to and acquire through this last day of what has been an exhaustively boring trade period.
Yes.
Mark Stevens from Channel 7 has been sniffing it around for all the latest news throughout that exhaustively boring period. He joins us this morning with caffeine for the first time in history. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, great to be here. Half Sherelle and Whitey. Yeah, it has...
What's so good to see you with coffee.
Yeah.
Let's bugger the footy for a second. Excited.
My coffee footy. Man really looked after us. Footy. What's the best word to sum up the trade period?
Is the coffee you just bought us. That's the most important and most interesting part.
It's turgid.
What's turgid?
I like good word.
Yeah. What's your coffee, Steve? For those out there that enjoy their coffee,
yes.
you're going with something from left field.
It's a magic with skim milk. Magic. If you ask for a magic now anywhere in Melbourne. The barista knows what you're talking about. I'm sure at Half's Cafe.
We love our magics at Mabel Jones, 67 Grimshaw Street in Greensboro.
But I'm surprised that Sherelle, this is totally news to her.
Well, it is, because I often order a three-quarter latte because I want less milk. But that's exactly what it is. So I'm going to try it, and I'm going to be so angry at you when the barista just laughs at me.
You've got to have courage to start with first. You're a bit self-conscious to ask for a magic.
This is not a thing.
I'm
there
now
is
on a
no
roll
way with. This is a thing.
Yeah.
No way.
Mabel Jones, they're going out the door. I want to know
if anyone else... SMS us. Tell us. Has anyone else ever ordered a magic?
Right, 0416 90 50 52.
From the local cafe.
Well, they will be. They will be Mabel Jones this morning. They're flying out the door. Pop in, take it out of
Whitey's day. Got no idea what we're talking about.
No, he doesn't. He likes hot chocolate. Did you get him a hot chocolate?
Yeah, I did. It's actually quite good.
Oh, nice.
Whitey's, he's a chain man. Muffin break type of guy, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Muffin.
No doubt about that.
Hot chocolate and a muffin
he's
for
a food
550
court
or something.
Creature.
Donut King sort of fella.
Yeah, absolutely. Donut King. Yeah.
I own that.
BB's.
Wendy's.
Yeah. Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Milkshake with the crushed.
The flake.
Crunchy on top.
Yeah.
Oh, crunchy.
Wow.
Yeah.
With just next level sort of stuff.
It's not helping our regime. It's not
well,
for
you know
us.
What's happened to the regime.
It's not for us.
You know what's happened to
now,
the
we're,
regime.
Now, we're moving forward strongly, we are. We're strong in the mind. That's what
and
we
you
are.
You guys got new puffer jackets, I said. Well, I'm waiting for mine.
Puffer
jackets. It looks quite sponsored by Puma and everything.
It's
white.
Good, isn't it?
Fantastic.
I almost look modern, don't
so
I?
So mine's still in a bag out the front
there,
it is.
Is it? You've got one.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yours is an extra small because it's the only one left.
Yeah, right.
All the sizes are taken.
Okay, what's why?
All the larger sizes have departed the building.
Steve-o, where do you want to start? Because it's end of trade day, but there's another story that's making headlines.
Well, I think we
today.
Should start with Essendon. I've just got to say, oh boy, it's back. No, really, we thought it had gone away, didn't we?
Well, we did, absolutely. I forgot it actually happened until today.
So virtually 7 years on.
7 years.
New revelations, really, today that Asada... The drug involved in the whole Essendon saga wasn't on the Asada ban list. Until,
well, it wasn't on the website.
Yes.
As banned.
On the website until an Asada official logged in and just quietly changed it.
The day before
the day before Essendon self-reported.
Mm.
So
very interesting.
Interesting. But my take
so
on this...
So how could that happen? What?
Well, it's an oversight on online and an oversight from a paperwork or regulations point of view. It's an I that wasn't dotted and a T that wasn't crossed. But my take on this is this story sort of underlines the shambolic nature of Asada, perhaps on the run, being undermanned, under-resourced and out of their depth, more so than changing anything about the Essendon 34 because it was still on the WADA ban list from 2010.
Yes.
So I would have thought the WADA ban list is next level.
Well, that's the...
That's the umbrella.
We like to call that the catch-all.
The catch-all. So this is disturbing, and I think if you're an Essendon person and supporter, who I do feel very sorry for all those players, it brings up a lot of bad memories, but I just don't think it changes anything in a massive way. And I've just put a text message in to Richard Ings, who's... The king of all these things. Richard does a lot of...
It's been quiet for a couple of years now because there's not much to talk about for Richard.
Richard's he's in for a busy day.
Yes, I feel he might be.
But I believe he's...
a few quotes in the paper.
Yeah, his take on this will be that, look, it's you know, it's administrative issues with ASADA. It's an issue there for them and the way they'll run at the time. But it doesn't change the fact that, you know, that Essendon's players were banned and Job Watson lost the Brownlow. I mean, there's thoughts today, Whitey, that maybe Job should get the Brownlow back. I don't think this would enable that to happen.
Well, as Half said, if Job got his Brownlow back, then they've got to take it off Sam Mitchell and Trent Cotchin. So, yeah, I think it's got to play out a little bit.
But I think, to be clear, to your point, it actually did sit under a banned substance. So it actually was part of that. It just wasn't explicitly named as a substance that was banned itself. So it was still under the umbrella of a banned substance.
It's unfortunate
that makes sense, doesn't it, Half?
Yes.
That's the right way of saying it.
But if you're going to think of using that, Half, would you not check the WADA list as well?
Oh, well, who knows, Steve? I wouldn't have been using it in the first place, so I don't know. I don't know how you get to that point, to be honest with you. But I would have thought that this would have been, as I said before, Steve, when we were discussing this earlier this morning, that this would have been revealed a long time ago, this information.
It is
how it comes out now, I'm staggered by it.
Yeah, all bizarre. Those legal eagles.
Yeah,
they
all
their
forensic analysis and detailed research they did for all those years.
Yep.
And now, who is it? Bloody Mickey Warner finds it.
Yeah, obviously there's a case for Nathan Lovett-Murray and his team have uncovered, and which is good luck to them. But Half, there were so many people working on this. QC, Hurdy had his men. It may have made a difference. It may not have been.
Well,
it may not have been a knockout blow, but
yeah,
it
would
have made
still, but
a difference to the narrative and the way things unfolded, for sure.
It's very, very interesting, is what it is, and I think there'll be some conversations on the back of it.
But the timing of it.
But nothing changes, as you rightly say.
Well, at this stage, nothing changes, and I think the AFL will probably have a similar line today. Look, it's so unfortunate. I mean, James Heard will no doubt be interviewed today. I mean, there'll be people chasing around getting the latest on this Half, for sure.
He'll be back outside his driveway.
I would hope not.
Well, I think James Heard's opinion on this Half will be telling today. Very interesting. So I think he's moved on, but I do feel for all the Essendon people involved in this because clearly there was more going on with ASADA, Whitey. Some fiddling in the background of websites and lists. And
it seems to be the case. Let's get on to the trades.
You don't rate that as a story?
No, absolutely is a story. Absolutely is a story. But I think, you know, today we can actually talk about the trades because it is the last day.
Yeah, it's actually going to
happen. It's actually the only day I'm actually interested in talking about it, I must admit.
Yeah, but
can we Google the word turgid?
I'm just going to Google this. By the way, Chinese Taipei is just Taiwan. So going back to our discussion,
I was
before.
Listening to that. I got shamed into the coffees because I was actually tuned in.
Yeah, well, that's why I did it. Because I knew you were listening.
I was Hang on, flicking. We shame you every single week when you come in here with your own
just
coffee.
Happened to flick. I was flicking around.
We always do it after.
Oh, right.
We've never done it before.
I was on Hoddle Street at the time. So what are they? The Taipeians?
No, they're Taiwanese.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just disturbed when I listen
in
to
sport,
Whitey said
Taiwan
he,
is Chinese Taipei.
The something against going to Asia. I just can't believe that, Whitey. That was the most disturbing thing I've
heard
today.
He's missing out
big time.
Nosy Goreng.
Missing
anyway.
Out.
He's changing the subject again.
Yeah, because I'm not interested in Asian countries. I'm interested in the trades.
Turgid, swollen and distended or congested.
Yep.
Tediously pompous or bombastic, depending on which one you want
to say. I think that's perfect. All those words are actually summing
bombastic.
Up.
So,
bombastic's a great word.
Well, clearly the trade period needs to be over 3 days because we've had a situation here where clubs have been posturing now for many, many days and we finally get to the last day and all these things where they've been sort of holding out, bit of a stalemate, they've actually got to do things today and probably there'll be 15 or 16 that'll go through just today.
Yeah.
Maybe do you read it that way?
I think there'll be 20-odd today. So Brad Hill's virtually done. That'll be ticked off. So St Kilda have landed another man. Josh Bruce virtually done overnight. There's been some movement on that one, Whitey. But we're all waiting really on Joe Danaher. And you talk about turgid. The talks there are just...
And what's your feeling on
constipation
that?
In overdrive. They need...
It's a Metamucil.
Yeah, we need a... what is it? The Laxette.
Laxative.
Yeah, the Laxette. Somebody needs to just hand a Laxette to both Adrian Dodoro and Charlie Gardner because at this stage, it's not going to happen, unfortunately, Whitey. Although history says just at the end things will change, but the mail is that it's less than 50%.
I reckon it's about 20%.
Yeah.
It's just too hard. Even that.
But I think the mail last night again is Essendon would be happy with Isaac Heaney and pick 25.
Oh.
You can't see that happening.
Isaac Heaney?
Well, he's New South Wales born and bred. He's the heartbeat of the team.
I wouldn't have thought they'd get an Isaac Kane.
That's what they want.
Yeah, of course they do. It's very interesting. Yeah. The whole Danaher thing's interesting because you're buying what's on the clock. You're not buying the brand new edition anymore. You're buying what's on the clock. And what's on the clock? There's plenty of Ks on the clock. And it's been better than bruised if you... the body of the chassis of the car. There's no way you're getting Heaney for Joe Danaher, plus a pick.
They won't... I mean, I think... it doesn't matter what I think, but Heaney, even if it was Heaney for Danaher, Sydney aren't going to do that.
No.
So to make it Heaney and a pick,
no,
they're not going to do that, obviously. So, but, and that's why there's a stalemate half, because Essendon wants players. Sydney are offering picks that aren't really going to justify getting it done anyway.
Well, 5 and 25 is a good deal, I reckon. Is that not a good deal?
I think it's semantics. I think it's 5 and 16, 5 and 18, something like that. Late first round.
I just don't know if he's 2 first-rounders. I just can't get my head around that.
Yeah. I mean, his last full season, he was an All-Australian. And
which was 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But even in the games he played last year, he dominated the games he played, even though he played 4 or 5 of them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's absolutely buyer beware. But the whole reason why he is being potentially overrated by Essendon is he's in contract. So that means that to actually prize him out of there is going to take more than it would be if he was out of contract.
Is it the right thing to do for a club who has a player like this who clearly wants to go? I mean, we do see it happen occasionally. Is it the right thing for them to hang on to them? No. Are they going to get the best out of Joe Danaher next
year? No, I don't think so.
Tim Kelly did pretty well for Geelong.
Well, that's right. That's one example.
Mm.
Yeah, he did. Slightly different. Why did you think?
Why is it different?
Yeah.
Well, it just
he was desperate to get home last year.
Yeah, they smoothed it over, didn't they? But then he went the following year. So can Essendon afford to go through this again?
Ooh, because he'll be a restricted free agent next year. So if Essendon want to, they could match Sydney's bid and it
goes
into a trade next year.
Look, they can't continue to hold him against his will out there at Tullamarine. What are they going to do? Tie him up in a cage as well? I mean,
I'd be disappointed if that happened.
But at some stage, you've just got to let him go. And hopefully they can get the deal done half. I think it's 50-50.
Why hopefully?
Well...
Seemingly what Joe wants.
I feel for Joe in this.
I mean, he's at the end, he's got to the stage where it's quite a big call for him to ask for a trade from Essendon.
Yeah, and I think that can't be underestimated.
Yeah.
What the courage, not, well, courage is probably thrown off. There's all forms of it, I suppose. The courage of him to ask for a trade. Being a Danaher, being a contracted player, being a one of their star players, or former star player when he was playing, it's a big call for him to make that with his history, with his family history, let alone his history at that football club.
So this wouldn't be a decision that was made lightly. It's just an interesting decision to make it really difficult for that to happen from Essendon's perspective.
But is Essendon making it difficult or is Sydney making it difficult?
Well, I think 5 and 25 is a fantastic deal. Take it.
Understand Essendon's view that from a list management strategy, they don't want picks.
No, I understand that. I do understand that.
So they believe that he's still Essendon's franchise player.
Mm.
I would suggest he's the highest paid player at Essendon. If not, he's right. He'd be in the top three.
Yep.
Well, Dylan Scheel would be fairly high.
He'd be high, but I'm not sure he'd be as high as Joe. He'd be around about that mark. But again, as you say, rightfully half, he has these injury issues that may never come good.
And this is...
They have a history.
But if Sydney wants him, Sydney pays for him.
Yeah, but you don't go stupid.
And then he doesn't go.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. We'll see what happens today. Mm. But what the further conversation about this is, does this have any link to the Papley deal? Like, if the Danaher deal doesn't get done, does Papley get to Carlton?
Yeah, it does. I spoke to Carlton last night, and they're just sitting and waiting because the feeling is that if Sydney can't get a deal done on Danaher, they'll save face by saying, well, we didn't get Danaher, we now need to keep Papley.
Why are they? So are you saying they're only linked because they don't want to have no Danaher and no Papley? Is that the only reason?
I think that's
linked?
A key factor, and also picks and what happens there. So I think that is a factor, Whitey. They wouldn't want to be seen to miss out on Danaher and then lose Papley on the same day.
It's not great PR.
There's two things that are so frustrating through this period is the overratedness of draft picks. And the overratedness of PR-ness. Put another
a lot of nismen.
You're in here.
Because it's all just noise. It'll all go over. It'll all blow over in 5 minutes, and we'll just get on with whatever list you've got. Do you agree that draft picks are absolutely overrated in this time? That they haggle over pick 52 versus 58, and then it comes draft night. Oh, geez, that player slid for us. We're very lucky there.
Well, they pass anyway.
Great leadership qualities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great leadership qualities. Lucky to get him. Can't believe he slid that far.
Yeah, that's right. So draft.
Having said that, I have experienced that myself at a draft, and it does happen sometimes that they do slide. And you think, oh, they're still there. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and Dougal Howard, hasn't he become a good player?
Dougal's a effectively
he is a good player, but gee, people get overblown, don't they?
Effectively, the Saints have effectively paid pick 18 or 19 for him. Is that right?
We've got Ryder as well. Through.
Yeah, so Ryder was he was deeper 40 odd. Was that about the number for 40? I can't quite remember the details in front of me, for the Saints deal yesterday. So they swapped 10 and 12. They got Howard effectively for 18 and 19 and Ryder for the other pick that was changed in that, which is about right.
They wouldn't Port Adelaide wouldn't have wanted to not have Dougal Howard.
No, that's Dougal a setback.
Yeah,
but they did, in fairness to Dougal and to contrast that opinion a touch, they're playing him a position that he didn't really want to be playing. Or
yeah, no, that's fair.
Thought he
yeah.
was playing. They promised him defence, and all of a sudden he's playing in the forward line. Now, hang on a second, what's going on here? You said this is where I was, this is where I'm happy.
Is that reason to get traded, though? I mean, if that's the case, a lot of people...
Well, if someone's going to offer you 5 years at 600 to play in the position you want to play, I reckon that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
That's apparently the deal, a $3 million deal for 5 years.
Yeah.
For Dougal.
The Saints are doing well, aren't they? Are they a destination club half or a club prepared to pay overs?
I wonder if this would have been...
Answer now, that one.
Good question.
Now, Brett Ratten is good clearly question. Having an impact. What was the question? Sorry,
Are they a destination club with the new Moorabbin facility?
So yep.
And a new coach. Or are they a club willing to pay overs? To
no,
well,
not willing. They're prepared. Able to.
Yeah.
Financially, like contract-wise.
Yeah, because of where their list is at, they can actually pay overs to players because they've got cap room and they can do it.
Yeah, well, I think there's an element of that. But I think the move back to Moorabbin is a significant development in the history of the St Kilda Football Club, certainly the recent history. Mm. I don't think this happens at Seaford. I don't think what's happening at the moment happens at Seaford.
So it was that bad at Seaford, you think, even with the money? Dougal Howard looks out there driving down the East Link?
I reckon this, none of this, or this certainly this level of transaction that they're going through this period.
It wasn't that bad out there, half.
Ask the players.
Yeah.
I don't think this happens. Brett Ratten's a part of this, but Moorabbin is a key component.
You had to drive past that fake motel every day. Had to do your head in the hotel. Yeah.
I had my kids going for years.
I'm so confused on that.
We're
going to
pop in a scene.
You're going to stay there one day.
You're going to pop in on the way home and just stay there.
I don't get it.
It's easily the greatest waste of money in the history of the world, isn't it? That's
magnificent. Travellers, weary travellers, just pop in. Pop in for the night. $60.
Money wasted.
Yeah, how much was that, Whitey?
We should too much.
It's
whatever
a
it was.
Point.
Should be an RSN
in
investigation.
Interest.
Is there anything in. Is it hollow or is it solid?
No, lots of great beds and little en suites.
There is actually a staircase inside the hotel.
Right. We've got to get up to the top somehow. 22 past 7. Stevo's with us. All the latest news in footy. Plenty going on the last day of the trade period.
Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
You want to keep good people, you want to keep good players around the organisation. So I had a chat to Brad about an hour ago. And to Matt, look, we'll be doing our best to keep him here, and part of that is us is getting the right culture and continuing to improve our culture to get where we need to keep him on board.
That is a voice you'll become very familiar with in the world of football.
Haven't heard it a lot, have we?
No, but you will, Mark Stevens from Channel 7 with all the latest news in footy. That is the voice of the coach of the Adelaide Football Club, Matthew Nix, who's going to be joining us, in fact, not too far away.
Very impressive man.
Talking about Brad Crouch, by the way, who's talking about.
Yeah, he's just left out overseas, Brad Crouch. So I don't think he'll be going anywhere, half. But have we ever had a senior coach fully bald, Kojak style, in AFL? I think this is a first.
That's a good question. Can't recall too many.
AFLW, yes.
Well, the half's still got a bit of action there.
Well, not for long. It just comes off every couple of days. Just sprouting little follicles every now and then. We take them off when we can, Stevo.
But just to straighten up again, just on the Essendon issue, Richard Ings, of course, former head of ASADA, really is a voice of all these things. I have been in touch with him. He's saying exactly as I said, that it makes absolutely no difference at all to the findings. The substance in question fell into a general category of banned substances. It was never listed by name, as it wasn't therapeutically approved. The question is, did they use TB4? Were they treated with TB4? That is the only question that matters. TB4 is banned and no one disputes that. And Kaz found that the players were treated with TB4. His reading of it is that, obviously interesting story, but it's bringing up matters that were solved years ago. So Richard Ings, who knows his stuff, is basically pouring cold water on this story having a massive impact on anything to do with the Essendon 34.
Yeah, no, and I think you've said it before, Steve, it doesn't change the outcomes and the... of all the analysis and the investigation, the defence, that the outcome is the outcome, because they believe that TB4 was used, which was, as Richard says, as everyone said today, was still a banned substance. It was just the timing of the changing on the website that it fell into the one of, or changed the, what would we say during the break, Cheryl? What was the phrasing we used?
What did we say? It didn't change the categorisation of it. That's not what we said, but...
But it was all of a sudden listed the day before the self-reporting. So that's where the murkiness of
the
story
comes in. So
the
reason it was banned before it was specifically listed was because it hadn't been approved for therapeutic use.
Yes.
So any substance that has not been approved for human use is under that, just as a catch-all. Yep. And so then it was included. So that is interesting. Some of the... Richard was talking about whether it was 100% that they used that substance, and there's some interesting documents that are, you know, look like they've been changed or altered in some way. So that, you know, it's murky.
Oh, it's a justifiable story. We love an article with graphics like that, Harf.
We do love a graphic.
Well, we do.
We do love
leaked memos and these sort of things. We love them. Memos. We love them at the Herald. Memos.
Matthew Nix is about to join us, so I want one word answer, Steve. Yep. Tom Papley, Carlton or Sydney?
Carlton.
Josh Bruce, Bulldogs or St Kilda? Jack Stephen, is it fair what St Kilda have to depart with for, or will get for Jack Stephen?
No, so but they need the cap room. They need to move Stephen out, and 58 will get it done.
So 58 is the pick that they'll give. They get from the Gold Coast for Zach Smith. Is that right?
So it's essentially. Zach Smith
for Jack Stephen. Okay. So Jack Stephen's a full-time best of Ferris, but he's 30.
Can play. He even played well when he was about 8 kilos overweight when he came back.
Yeah, he's still 30, though. Like, this is the whole...
You can do things when you're overweight, and you'd be surprised.
Luke Hodge, Sam Mitchell sort of stuff.
Deep forward.
Alex Keith, where will he play?
Bulldogs.
Jack Martin?
Gold Coast to Carlton. If Carlton can't get him here today, they're saying they'll get him in the pre-season draft anyway. Okay.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't at Carlton by the end of the day.
Mm. Callum Archie?
Bless you.
not sure, Whitey.
Brisbane?
I'm not sure we really need him on the list, to be honest.
Brisbane?
Let's stick to the big names.
Well, Blake Akers. I prefer this than the drug stuff. Blake Akers?
Well, Blake Akers, Fremantle.
So he'll be part of the Brad Hill situation?
I believe so. He'll be thrown in to finish it off. He's had a tour of the Frio facilities. A lot of people have done that recently. Tim Gossage.
The Goss.
Caught up with him last night at the airport. Popped out of a bin.
Who will be the biggest winner out of Trade Week?
Biggest winner out of Trade Week, I think, this is controversial, I think it's Geelong. Just the picks they've got back for Kelly. I think St Kilda have done well, but you've still got to remember they've lost Josh Bruce and Jack Stephen out of the side.
Will the Cats
and Blake Akers.
Will the and Cats Akers. Land a surprise today?
No. I don't think there'll be any major surprises.
What are the Hawks doing? Are they doing anything?
Just stealing players.
I think they were trying to do something, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Look, I think we've got to the stage now, guys, unfortunately, where there's no major surprises.
So, okay, last question for you before Matthew Nix joins us. You can stay for it if you like.
You're welcome.
Where will Josh Jenkins play his football next year?
It still could be at Adelaide.
Well, Matthew Nix effectively said no to that yesterday. I'm keen to talk about
it. But he has to
go.
He's under contract.
This is fascinating. He was told not to turn up to his exit meeting, effectively, because he wasn't going to be at the
Crows.
Surely
he'll find a home. Well, he's good enough.
Where? Which one?
Why wouldn't Essendon just take him if they lose Danaher? Well, say, okay, we'll put him forward.
And I think that scenario is the reason why Josh is nowhere at the moment. I think everyone's waiting for something to happen either way, and then righto, we need Jenkins or we don't need Jenkins.
Yep.
Like that's what's going to play with
Josh.
Josh will sit
there. Why not?
Yeah, and I think there's a whole lot of marbles waiting to be hit, depending on what happens later in the day.
Irrespective of how he kicks his goals, this is a guy that's kicked a lot of goals. How he hasn't found a home to this point is a bit weird.
Considering Adelaide looked like a foot half the bill.
Well, yeah. He's a great guy.
He could be potentially remodeled. I don't know. It's just that's the one that sort of surprised me out of all of this.
Something happened over there, but fantastic person to deal with, Josh Jenkins.
No doubt, always has been.
Yeah,
always has been. Stick around, Steve-O. We're going to talk to Matthew Nix after this, the Adelaide coach.
Where's my puffer jacket?
That's a good question.
During the break,
what we'll do is we'll investigate the cupboard during the break and see if we can have a size that fits you. Mark Stevens going to stick around as we chat to Matthew Nix, the new coach of the Adelaide Football Club, after this break on The Breakfast Club.